This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
According to the CascadiaNow.org website, Cascadia is a bioregion that defines the Pacific Northwest of the United States and Canada, including British Columbia, Washington, Oregon, parts of Idaho, southern Alaska, and northern California. It is a place in the world with unique flora and fauna, topography, geology, and interconnected ecosystems and watersheds. Cascadia is also a growing social and cultural movement used to define the unique regional character found within the Pacific Northwest. The Cascadia Poetry Festival is an international event which seeks to bioregionally animate and culturally construct Cascadia by gathering writers, artists, scientists, and activists to collaborate, discover, and foster deeper connections between all inhabitants and the Cascadia region itself. The 2015 Cascadia Poetry Festival will be held in Nanaimo from April 30th to May 3rd, 2015.
Nanaimo poets Marianne Moore and Leanne McIntosh are members of the Cascadia Festival Organizing Committee. Nick and I met up with them at the Globe Hotel on Front Street in Nanaimo. It's one of the venues that will be used for the Cascadia Poetry Festival events.
Leanne, Nanaimo poet Kim Goldberg has said that Nanaimo is filled with poetry. It's the skin of our city. What's your experience of poetry in Nanaimo?
Oh, that's an interesting question, Kevin, and I hear it two ways. At one level, I hear that there are many poetry events. There's Wordstorm, there's the Living Room, the library has the poetry wall and the competition every year. So poetry is always bubbling within the community, but I also hear it as poetry in itself is in the landscape. And a number of times I've been with other poets where we've done readings down at the railroad tracks, on the waterfront, in those kinds of places that seem to promote poetry. So not only is poetry the skin, but I think it's the lifeblood of the community, too, in the environment.
Marianne, what has your experience been in terms of the skin of the city and poetry's, the meaning of poetry in Nanaimo?
Yes, I love the skin from Kim Goldberg, and then the lifeblood, as Leanne says. I moved to Nanaimo 10 years ago from Ontario, and I've never been so supported in my poetry life as when I moved here. There are so many poets, and they're so connected to the land. Well, everything's big here. Mm-hmm. Everything's big and wild and on the edge, and so all those things apply to our poetry. And as Leanne mentioned, reading poetry outside, there's a group called the Covert Poverts, and sometimes we'll read near a railroad track. And sometimes there are more presenters than there is audience. Yes. However, we love these spontaneous presentations of poetry. And I could go on and on because it's just a very supportive community, as Leanne mentioned, that poetry wall at the library, so people can actually go and read the poems that are in the window there. And all sorts of presentations at open mics, and it seems to be spontaneous when we're out there. I mean, I'm just looking out the window now and seeing all that inspires us.
And, Kevin, we're a city that has a poet laureate, Naomi Beth Wakin.
Right.
Now, the Cascadia Poetry Festival is a pretty big deal. It's a fairly young festival. From what I gather, this may be its third year or something like that. Tell us about the committee. You're both part of the committee, and what its plans have been so far.
I think we started planning back in 2013. I was thinking of that this morning. There have been two Cascadia Poetry Festivals in Seattle. Paul Nelson started it there. So this third one now in Nanaimo is very exciting. So in 2013, a few of us were in Victoria at the launch of a book called Poems from Planet Earth. And I remember sitting at a table there at a cafe, starting to plan. And here we are, very close to the festival now, and it's getting really excited, getting excited for everyone because people are now signing up and they're coming from all over the place. The poets themselves that are presenting come from the U.S. Brenda Hillman's from California, for instance, Paul Nelson from Seattle. And we have our B.C. poets. Susan Musgrave is coming from Haida Gwaii, living way out there on the edge. And we have Renee Saklakar coming from Vancouver. And our own local poets, well, Chris Lowther is in Trofino. She'll be here. And Kim Goldberg, as we named earlier, will be here. And David Fraser is on the planning committee, and he's the one that co-founded WordStorm. Those are the weekly readings that take place at the Vault in Nanaimo. And so he's been the main person on the committee inviting all the writers that are coming to present at the festival. And I've been working on finding sponsors so that we can pay the poets and feed them and accommodate them when they're here. And we've had many, many local businesses supporting us so that we can invite these many, many poets to town.
Leanne, what are some of the goals of the festival? What is hoped to be achieved, and what do people expect will happen?
Well, I think there's a recognition that Cascadia as a biosphere, as an environment, has its own unique characteristics, and that stretches from California right through to up the coast to Alaska. So there's that sort of consciousness about how landscape shapes us and how it shapes us as writers. And so part of the festival is to help us grow closer to that, to be able to really feel ourselves grounded in place and begin to write out of the experience of what it is to live on the edge, as Marianne said. I mean, we don't think of that often, but we live on the edge, you know, and what does that mean metaphorically as well as literally? So that's part of what the festival is about, is to draw attention to this particular region of the continent called Cascadia. Very unique.
Marianne, there are several components to the festival itself, and there are a couple of locations, main locations. We're at the Globe Hotel, right on Front Street in downtown Nanaimo, and some of the events will be happening here. Most of them, I gather, though, happen at Vancouver Island University. Tell us just very briefly about the concept of the panel discussions. I think there may be some workshops, and then what's going to happen here at the Globe.
So the first day, the Thursday, April 30th is the living room. That will be at the Nanaimo Museum. And that's the only event that day. And each day at the same time, 3 o'clock, will be the living room. So that's a circle where anyone can read. You don't have to be a presenter at the festival. You can just come with your poems, or you can come to listen. It's a free event. You don't even need a pass for that. I'm going to host that first living room, and Leanne will host another one on another day. So that's a feature of each day. And then there are panels part of each day. So those are up at the university. And each panel has a different theme and is hosted by a different poet. So one of the ones is On the Margins, which I'm going to host on a Sunday. And I've been thinking about the margins. Now, I'm not going to define each poet's margin. They can define their own margin. So it could be that their ethnicity defines their margin. Or Susan Musgrave, for instance, lives in Haida Gwaii, so that's living on a margin. A couple of us would describe ourselves as lesbian or queer, so that's a different sort of margin. So that'll be our discussion, each person having a chance to talk on the subject, and then the audience also will have a chance to ask questions. There's also a small press fair up at the university in the room next to where we'll be presenting the panels, so a chance to see various small presses and businesses, not necessarily presses, will be there. The late night events take place at the Globe. So at 10 o'clock at night, we'll be over here with, there's a marmot bout, which is a competition of poets until there's just one left standing. And one night, there's going to be 30 poets reading. That will be all sorts of poets from all over the place, including Nanaimo ones, presenting their poetry. So those three locations, the Globe at late at night at 10 o'clock, and the Nanaimo Museum, and then the university.
Well, I look forward to attending the festival, at least parts of it, and I'm sure that I will see both of you there among many of the other poets. It's going to be very interesting, very interesting time. Thanks very much for taking the time to speak with us.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Nanaimo poets Marianne Moore and Leanne McIntosh are members of the 2015 Cascadia Poetry Festival Organizing Committee. We spoke with them at the Globe Hotel on Front Street in Nanaimo. It's one of the venues that will be used for the Cascadia Poetry Festival events. The 2015 Poetry Festival will be held in Nanaimo from April the 30th to May the 3rd, 2015. The term Cascadia was adopted in 1970 by Seattle University professor David McCloskey as a way to better describe the growing regional identity. McCloskey is considered to be the father of Cascadia, and he will give the opening lecture for the Cascadia Poetry Festival at Vancouver Island University on May the 1st, 2015.
Marianne Moore and Leanne McIntosh are just two of the many poets and writers who make Nanaimo and the mid-Vancouver Island area their homes. We asked them to speak about the impact of poetry on their lives and to share some of their poetry with us. Here's Marianne Moore.
Marianne Moore, you're a poet, a writer, and a writing mentor here in Nanaimo, and you've said a number of things about yourself on your website, one of which is writing as a spiritual practice. Just tell us in general what poetry means to you in your life and the impact it's had.
Wow. Well, as a spiritual practice, it's an opportunity to tune in to myself, and that's what I find spiritual about it, is to just sit quietly and think about what's in front of me and then what memories come to me, and then expressing that in poetry. I didn't always express it in poetry, but since the mid-90s or so, that's what I've been doing. And so expressing it in poetry means some new insight then on what could just be a memory from childhood of living with my grandparents or something like that becomes something else when it's crafted into a poem. And then the poem actually lets us know something new and different, offers us insight, as I say. I've just been reading about that in a book by Jane Hirschfield, who's written essays about poetry, and that's what she was saying, and I said, yes, indeed. So since moving to the island, I've written more about this place, but it also incorporates my whole life. So it's what I'm seeing here during a walk at Neck Point or something, and then memories of where I've been before. And also part of the spiritual practice is really meeting with other people. There are many poets here, and just to meet at a cafe to talk about what's going on, I find really pleasurable and supportive. And I go to retreats, too. Leanne and I both go to retreats with Patrick Lane, who's a well-known poet. So he offers retreats each year, a few of them, and we go for 4 days and focus on writing in community. So we're in a circle, doing some writing together, sharing of our poetry, and then we go off to our rooms and write our poetry in solitude. So it's the combination of the two that I find absolutely wonderful. So it's as if sometimes I feel as if I was a nun in a previous life or something, because it feels that way. We're cut off from the world in a way, and yet we're exploring the world while we're together in the depths of it. Metamorphosis. Mine was not the only uterus washed up. A jellyfish left to wither in the sun, poked with sticks by children kicking stones. Moon jellies just under the surface, pulsating oysters sucked from their shells. Death all around, a pig stuck and hung, chopped up to be packaged at the big freezer in town. Basil found hanging from a tree, Mamie laid out in the parlor. Jim near the end now, sea stars losing their limbs. Wind blows through every vacant room, bare branches, tiny milagros of rain. Inside the cave, we painted spirals on our bellies and faces, our own bioluminescence, that heatless light.
Leanne McIntosh, you're a founding member of the Island Women's Poets, and one of the things that I picked up about you online that interested me was that you do volunteer poetry sessions at the Nanaimo Brain Injury Society, among other things. Mm-hmm. What has your experience of poetry been in your life in a general sense?
Well, like Marianne, it's just an integral part of my life. I didn't start writing until I was in my early 50s, and that's 25 years ago now. So for anyone out there who's listening and you're thinking you're too old, you're never too old. So I started writing, and I realized I went to Malaspina College in those days, and began to associate with other writers who began to say, let's start meeting on a regular basis, which is is what we did. And we met for going on probably 15 years. And so writing became for me a practice, as it is for Marianne, but it's also the kind of thing that really sees me through the tough stuff. During those years that I was a member of the women's writing group, my husband had been diagnosed with cancer, and it was just a wonderful thing to be able to write about it, to talk about it with these women, and just know that it was almost like speaking in a sacred place with them. So writing really walks with me every day, and poetry does. So, yeah, I just don't know what I would do without it, really. And now I'm writing about Alzheimer's. I have a friend who has Alzheimer's disease, and I'm quite fascinated with the process of it. And so I'm observing, and I'm writing in a form called haibun, which is a Japanese form, short paragraphs followed by a small haiku. So I like to challenge myself in that way. So writing is also a challenge. I mean, it's just about everything. To Killarney Lake, Bowen Island. Old water remembers the drowned boy who now lights the lily pads at sunrise, and the new school teacher in a rented canoe who plucked paddle-shaped leaves of skunk cabbage to steady the craft when storm struck. Old water remembers as if time were held in a glass jar on a moonlit window ledge. But the ancient stones, the granite, the quartz, and especially the rocks with the ice age carved on their backs say, that's not the only story. They tell it this way. When Earth was still a warming star, the ancestors opened themselves, and from their valley flowed full-formed and fertile fiddle ferns and mosses, cattails and salmon berries. From the mountains wide and generous breaking flowed Earth's amniotic fluid, flowed the memory of generations to come, flowed an oasis for living things.
Nanaimo poets Leanne McIntosh and Marianne Moore are members of the 2015 Cascadia Poetry Festival Organizing Committee. The festival will be held from Thursday, April 30th to Sunday, May 3rd, 2015 in Nanaimo, British Columbia. You can find out more online at cascadiapoetryfestival.org.
And an all-access gold pass, and I bought one, Nick, just the other day, costs just $25. And it can be purchased at Iron Oxide Art Supplies in downtown Nanaimo or online at CascadiaPoetryFestival.org.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.